Last year, Denmark introduced tough new measures to discourage immigration. They've succeeded in driving down the number of asylum seekers, but one set of new regulations has upset some native-born Danes as well as would-be immigrants. Those are restrictions on marriages between Danish citizens and foreigners. NPR's Nick Spicer reports from Copenhagen.
Layla Christensen coos over baby Kevin in her kitchen.
A hungry little guy.
The child is the happy result of what might be described as a shotgun marriage, one with the Danish government holding the gun. Yeah. Layla and her Mozambican boyfriend raced to get married last year before a tough new law against immigrants came into effect in July. It requires that foreigners from outside the European Union be at least 24 years old before they can marry Danes, explains Layla. And her husband, Paolo, is only 21.
I got so embarrassed to be Danish. You know, we heard in the autumn that there was going to be a new law and we didn't know when it was gonna work. So we just hurried up the wedding and I felt so ashamed. And I felt like, who are they to tell me who I'm going to marry and not marry and where I'm going to live and not live?
The age requirement is designed to stop forced marriages of young Muslim women, but it applies to men too. Other requirements include putting up what amounts to a $7,000 bond. People on welfare aren't allowed to marry foreigners. Furthermore, there must be a minimum square footage per person in your apartment. Such measures came as ominous writing on the wall to Paolo. Layla's husband was an orphaned street kid in Africa before making good by coming here to study Danish and then becoming a plumber. Even though he's now married to a Dane, he's not sure what will happen if she should die or if they happen to divorce.
I've been in Denmark, you know, like almost 6 years, but I feel more Danish like everybody else in this country. So why I'm not allowed to live the way I wanted, you know? Why I'm not allowed to be with somebody that I love, you know? So if I do something wrong, you know, they'll send me back even I don't have family in my country, you know?
If these law-crossed lovers are in trouble, it's in large part because of the Danish People's Party. It isn't in government, but the populist movement shapes the debate on immigration because the government needs its support in parliamentary votes. Peter Skorup is the vice chairman of the People's Party. He claims the media are for once looking at the real issues.
You can just open a newspaper every day and you can see discussions about dangerous diseases coming with refugees to Denmark. How should we cope with that?
With that and other problems, Skorup names crime and the weakening of Denmark's national identity. Last August, the party took out an ad in a newspaper to publish the names of some 5,000 recently naturalized Danes.
That was to raise a debate about that people coming here is not Americans, it's not British. It's people with names that are very different compared to our culture, with names representing mostly Middle East countries or Asian countries, African countries.
Such talk runs counter to Denmark's reputation for Scandinavian tolerance and its image as one of the world's most generous foreign aid donors. What's more, less than 5% of its population of 5 million is made up of immigrants, a relatively low proportion for Europe. But there are reasons why anti-immigrant talk has become such a vote winner. Professor Ulf Hedetoft teaches at the Center for Migration Studies.
The Danish welfare system really is sort of the Danish sense of security for all Danes. It's very much part of Danish modern identity. So this is why sort of the image of immigrants being welfare scroungers is so prevalent in Denmark.
Hedetoft also cites fears about the national identity being changed by the number of Muslim immigrants. He also blames the media for polarizing the Danish debate and playing on people's paranoia. The professor says immigration has become the prism through which all other issues are viewed, from crime to an aging workforce to international security. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Copenhagen.